T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Yes, disc golfers across the world, thanks for joining me for another week of PDGA Radio. I'm Steve Kaczynski with your program for the week of May 26, 2008. And believe it or not, we're basically halfway through the national tour season. So on this week's program, I'll get you the latest update for the Woodchuck Cider Drive for the Championship standings, along with results from this past weekend's tournament action. We'll also take a look inside the bag of one of the world's hottest players to find out what he's been throwing. And we'll get a preview of this upcoming weekend's Minnesota Majestic, the season's fifth national tour stop. All that and more coming your way on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you again by the International Disc Golf Center, Innova Champion Discs, the PDGA Store, and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first-run driver, and you love it, and then you lose it, but you go to replace it, and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Taking a look at your PDGA results from this past weekend, it was another busy one with 19 events taking place worldwide. We'll start with results in Des Moines, Iowa. It was an A-tier, the first class challenge, being won by Avery Jenkins, coming back over the final round to win by one throw over Cale LaViska. Angela Chick-Fry won the women's division by eight throws over Des Redding. Eddie McCauley won the Masters division. And for the amateurs, it was Justin McLuhan winning by six in advanced and Matt Travis winning by 10 in intermediate. The Virginia Open, also an A-tier event, was won by Nathan Cron over Mike Moser and Brian Skinner. Kristen Weidel won for the women, and Rob Callender got the win in advanced. Elsewhere, Kim Scott Wood won the Rochester Flying Disc Open in New York. Dean Tanak beat out Will Schusterick in Alabama. James Moore won in Oregon. Also picking up wins this past weekend were Jim Davidson in Texas, Jeff Leyland in Colorado, Tim Walsh in Massachusetts, and David Feldberg, who got a 14-throw victory in Montana, including an unofficially rated 1093 second round. He only needed 40 throws to complete that round. On this week's 60-second clinic, we take a look inside the bag of Avery Jenkins, a member of Team Innova, the 2006 Players' Cup champion, winner of this year's Greater Tulsa Open National Tour event, and the U.S. Distance Champion, among his numerous other victories and accomplishments. So now we find out what he's been throwing that's helping make him the great player he is.
I throw all Innova plastic. I throw a lot of KC Pro. I throw all KC Pro AVRs 11 times, KC Pro Rocks 11 times, all different stages. AVRs I throw anywhere from putting to, 300 feet, typically. KC Rocks, I throw anywhere from 250 to 350, maybe upwards of 400. Drivers, I throw the Champion Firebirds, Champion Eagles for last sidearms, and a lot of hyzer skip shots. I throw those typically 350 to 400 feet. I throw a Star T-Rex. I have a few of those in the bag that are, they're my long-range drivers. Those things go a lot farther, a lot more control, but they're like a longer T-Bird, if you will. I throw a Pro Destroyer. I throw both those, the Pro Destroyer and the T-Rex, around anywhere from like four plus, up the low fives, maybe 550s on the golf course at least. And throw Star T-Birds in my bag, anywhere from 3 to 350, upwards of 4, maybe 4 and a quarter. And then for all the crazy over-the-top spike shots, I throw a 10-time KC with it. A lot of it's real controllable. It's almost like a lawn dart. You're throwing it up there. You can go over trees. I can pinpoint my accuracy and range a lot better on a hyzer angle. So I throw the whip it for over tree shots and keep close to the basket. That's my bag as far as I know it. Keep it pretty simple. A lot of AVRs, rocks, T-birds, and anything longer. It's a lot of different drivers and stuff for distance, but keeping it simple. Have different varied degrees of wearability and breaking in, and just trying to learn what you just do and capitalize on that.
That was this week's 60-Second Clinic as we went inside the bag of Avery Jenkins, currently ranked as the 6th best disc golfer in the world. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. Time now for your PDGA Radio News, where 4 of this season's 9 National Tour events have already been completed, and I have the updated list for the Woodchuck Cider Drive for the Championship. It shows David Feldberg in the lead for the men with 374 points, followed by Avery Jenkins with 340. Eric McCabe is at 279. Nate Doss has 256. And Ken Climo in 5th place at 255. Valerie Jenkins leads the women's division with 385, followed by Carrie Berlegar at 360, Des Redding at 290, Liz Lopez at 252, and Courtney Peavy at 186. The complete standings list can be found online at pdga.com. Simply click the little logo located on the left-hand side of the homepage. A reminder that points are earned based on order of finish at each of the 9 National Tour stops, with each player's best 4 tournaments being used to qualify the top 30 men and top 10 women that will then compete during the season's final 3 major events for the season's cash award and recognition. The 2008 Drive for the Championship is a precursor to the PDGA Disc Golf Grand Slam, which will begin in 2009. Stay tuned for details on that exciting new initiative that will be released later this year. Also, this year's elections will have started before the next program, so here's a reminder that they will run June 1st through the end of July on campusvote.com. PDGA members should be receiving an email shortly with more information and their personal link for the election, but candidate statements are currently available for your reading pleasure either in the PDGA discussion board forum under PDGA announcements, or look for the link on the homepage in the update column on the right-hand side. Also, if you know of any PDGA member out there who does not have access to the internet or a computer, please make sure they contact the PDGA office before July 10th so they can be mailed a paper ballot and still have their vote count. That's your disc golf news for this week. Up next on the program is an interview with Timmy Gill previewing this upcoming weekend's National Tour stop. It's the Majestical Minnesota Majestic in the Twin Cities, Minnesota.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
PDGA Radio News being joined this week by Timmy Gill, the tournament director for this upcoming weekend's National Tour stop. It's the Minnesota Majestic. Timmy, thanks for joining us. How are plans going for this year's tournament?
Everything's going great, first up. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on PDGA Radio. The 21st annual Minnesota Majestic is really shaping up. We got a great staff here, the Minnesota Frisbee Association, one of the oldest flying disc clubs in the world. We put together a great staff of about 30 or so people, and we're very excited to have the world's best players come and play our courses on the PDGA's biggest stage.
Now, it's a full week of events leading up to the first official round on Friday with special league nights and the National Tour Clinic on Wednesday. Can you tell us about some of those events and how important they are to the whole tournament atmosphere?
Well, that's a very big part of the actual tournament is the whole week. We have a league on Tuesdays called the Sundog Tournament Series, and you can go to our website at sundogtournamentseries.com and see what it's all about. So far this year, we're averaging 105 players every Tuesday night. A few weeks ago at Kapoge, we had 152 players. It might just be the biggest league in the world. It's a great fundraiser also for the Majestic. We take a buck ahead of every player, and that goes towards the Majestic. So this year, the Sundog is going to raise $1,500 for the Majestic added cash pool. So that league alone is really something else, and it's just some great competition. It's kind of a feeder league for the weekend tournament. So then we also have leagues on Wednesday. We have a special Sundog, I should say, on that Wednesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday night are the Sundog evenings, and on Wednesday is when Jay Redding is putting on the National Tour Clinic with Barry Schultz, Jeff Bennett, Peter Shive, and Ken the Tank Franks. So those four guys will be doing a clinic, and like I said, for these Sundogs, we're getting over 100-plus people, and then you throw in the clinic. It should be a great clinic by those guys, and for all you guys listening out there, if you can make it out, we encourage you to stop on out and check out the action at the Highland Ski and Snowboard area on Wednesday. And then for the weekend, obviously, Thursday is player check-in and doubles at Kapoja. And then Friday is when play begins. We changed the format this year to accommodate more players, more bang for our sponsors, Buck, and to give the players time on Sunday afternoon to get on the road to get home. So we went to a one round per day format of 27 holes. So the Ams will play Friday morning at 9 o'clock at our newest course at Blue Ribbon Pines Disc Golf Club, which is in East Bethel, which is about a half hour to 40 minutes, depending on where you're coming from in the Twin Cities, north of the metro area. And that's kind of our crown jewel. And so we're playing there on Friday. Then the pros tee off at 2:30 on Friday there. And then Saturday, the pros will be at Kapoja and the Ams over at the Highland Ski and Snowboard course. And then on Sunday, we'll flip-flop the pros at the Ski Hill course and the Ams over at Kapoja. And then we have the showcase Final Nine at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And we're expecting 500 to possibly 1,000 people out there to watch the showcase Final Nine.
And I remember seeing something about having a long drive contest on Friday.
Yes, we're very fortunate. The Blue Ribbon Pines course is a wooded course, but the woods surround a open sod field. And they actually just put in a giant 20 by 60 foot deck on one of the buildings. So that deck overlooks the sod field, and we have a DJ booked with some music pumping and some of these long, you know, big gunners like Avery and Marcus and obviously Kale and some of our local guys here will be playing for some cash payout long drive contest in front of all the fans. So it's going to be great.
Something else for the listeners to realize is that not only are you the tournament director for this year's Majestic, but you designed and helped get two of the three tournament courses into the ground, didn't you?
I did, yes. Blue Ribbon Pines is kind of my baby. I've really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that course, and it's been something special. You know, I don't really want to talk about it too much. I kind of want people to just walk out there and be in awe, but it's one of the most well-manicured courses out there. Ray Jordan, the owner of the property, is a landscape sod farmer type of person that, you know, by profession, and he's taken his passion for all of that and putting it right into the course. So when you see all the rock walls and all the wood chip fairways and just the raw beauty of the course, I think people are going to be really blown away. And then we did change a few of the shorter holes to lengthen it for the National Tour tournament. So we're very excited to have everyone up there and to kind of debut it to everyone. And hopefully it's the talk of the tour.
You've also made this year's tournament a fundraiser for a memorable Twin Cities disaster. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, indeed. We have teamed up with the MinnesotaHelps.org organization, which is the group of people who are raising funds for the 35W bridge collapse victims. Obviously, last summer, right before the Pro World, many of the people who traveled here drove over that bridge within 24 or 48 hours of the bridge collapsing. So it's kind of near and dear to all of our disc golf family here, and we decided that it would be a great thing to team up with them and sell some custom stamped discs, some T-shirts, and, you know, do what we can to help out.
Now, who should we be looking for to be competing for the title this year?
Many of you out there will know who won last year just from watching DGTV and watching the big dramatic finish when Cale hit that big 60-70-foot putt on the final hole of regulation to tie Ken Climo, and then Ken went on to win in that playoff. It was a great battle. Obviously, the 12-time world champ and our local stud here in town were battling it out, and that was a great time. So Ken won last year, and Cale won the year before. So it was kind of ironic before the event started. We were billing it as kind of a battle of the reigning champ, our local boy from St. Paul, is going to be taking on the 12-time world champ. And sure enough, it came down to the final hole, and it all came down to that big putt. So that was very exciting. So and the year before that was George Smith out of Columbia, Missouri. And Des Redding was the female winner last year. I believe it was her first Majestic victory. And the year before that was Angela Chig Fry. So, yeah, and Barry Schultz has won it a couple times. And, yeah, it's a great tournament that draws a lot of the world's best players. So we're very excited to have him here once again.
And now, Timmy, you're also one of the main men behind DiscGolfTV.com. So can I safely assume you'll be getting some good coverage of the Majestic for the site?
Absolutely, yes. Of course, we'll have the cameras out there. We did have plenty of cameras out there last year, something for the DVD that we've been trying to get out, and it still might be a part of this year's Players Pack. It's coming down to the wire. It may or may not. If it doesn't, we're going to have it as part of a three-year Majestic Trilogy package, where 2 years ago, last year, and then this year, we're going to package all together if I can't make it out or can't make it into this year's Players Pack. And we definitely will have the cameras rolling, which will make for some great DigiTV footage. And we're actually going to try some live footage. Two of our venues are at places that have pro shots, that have high-speed internet. So we're going to have some cameras set up, some webcams, and hopefully have some live coverage. So that's very exciting news. So next Sunday, if you are sitting at your computer watching the live scoring, be sure to check on DigiTV as there might be some live video going on.
And you've been working hard to get a bunch of added cash for the pro payouts and also the amateurs' benefit. So go ahead and take a moment to thank some of them.
Well, definitely. Some of our key sponsors is Summit Brewing Company. Summit is a local brewery here in St. Paul, a microbrew, and that's just a great beer. And they've been our title sponsor the last 3 years, and basically the last couple of years they've just been giving us product, which we turn around and sell. This year we went to them and said, hey, you know, how about stepping it up and giving us the cash? And they want to cut us a check for $3,000 plus some product. So we couldn't be more happy with Summit Brewing. Please check out their website, summitbrewing.com. Just visit that. The next time you're around the Twin Cities or the upper Midwest, be sure to buy a Summit beer because they support us. So definitely do that. And then obviously the manufacturers, Discraft and Innova, we got some great discs made from them. And then we have other key sponsors local here, like the Sundog League and my business, Bar 72 Disc Golf, and Fairway Flyers and itspark.com are some of the key sponsors for the event. And, of course, the Minnesota Frisbee Association, the host club, throws a bunch of money towards the event as well.
All right. Well, this has been a conversation with Timmy Gill on PDGA Radio. He's the tournament director for this upcoming weekend's Minnesota Majestic.
Thank you, sir, very much, and I hope to see everyone down in Kansas City. If I don't see you here, it's a Minnesota Majestic.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Running out of time here for this week's program on PDGA Radio, so let's finish it off with a look at this upcoming weekend's tournament schedule, highlighted by the National Tour stop in Minnesota for the season's fifth of nine National Tour events. There is also A-Tiers in Flagstaff, Arizona with the Aspen Sports Tree Bash Open, and in the United Kingdom, a strong field of international players will compete for the British Open. Other events on the PDGA schedule include the Summertime Open in Sylmar, California, the Sula Open in Sula, Norway, the 2008 Duda Open in Wichita, Kansas, along with events in Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Florida, Illinois, Arkansas, and Texas. So join me again next week as I will have full results from the Minnesota Majestic, along with player interviews and hopefully a preview of the next weekend's Kansas City Wide Open. Yeah, back-to-back NT stops for the tour. So until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio, reminding you to help control the mosquito population. Have your standing water dumped or evaporated. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.